Folks, there's nothing wrong with being demanding. You have to discriminate, however, between the minor and the major. You shouldn't be demanding over what's a perceived minor slight, but you should be demanding when something important is happening the wrong way or not happening at all. There's a difference, for example, between waiting 5 minutes or 30 minutes. 5 minutes is inadvertent. Somebody's watch could be wrong. 30 minutes without an excuse is rudeness or unprofessionalism or incompetency. Even when we were lowly freshmen in college, in undergraduate school, we were told to wait 15 minutes for an instructor and 20 minutes for a full professor. And if they didn't show up, we could leave. No harm done. You shouldn't have to wait an hour in a doctor's office without an explanation, without knowing there was some emergency. And you shouldn't be treated poorly by people who are expected to treat you well by dint of their position and because you're paying them for their service. In other words, punctual, proper treatment is the norm. That's how you should be treated. And all too often today, we're astounded because a plane gets to where it's going on time and we actually got good service on the plane and our luggage came off and within 20 minutes and it wasn't lost. In other words, we're just delighted that something didn't go wrong. But there's nothing wrong with being demanding and asking that certain standards be met. In fact, you can't enable continued abuse. You can't enable people to continue to do the wrong thing. What I mean by that is, some people will pay you late, as an example. And if you don't say anything, or you feel bad for them, or you feel they have cash flow issues, what you do is you allow yourself always to be on the bottom of their list. If you don't demand proper treatment, professional treatment, peer-level treatment, they will treat you as a subordinate or an inferior or a low priority. You are enabling that poor behavior. So you need to be more demanding. You should treat others with respect, but you should demand respect yourself. That's what self-esteem is all about.